coming to you live once again from amazing Las Vegas Comic-Con. I'm here with the con founder, Jimmy J. Jimmy, thank you for joining me.
Hey, I really appreciate you taking this time out, spending your weekend with us. I know there's a ton of conventions out there, and that you decided to spend your off time, your free time, whatever, on traveling to our event, covering our event, and just celebrating pop culture with us means the absolute world to us.
Well, I have sincerely. I have to say, Jimmy, I do cover a lot of conventions. And I have to say, just walking around here for the first few hours on Friday, I really get a sense of family more so. Is that something that you strive to provide?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think running a family event was a cornerstone when we formed Amazing Comic Conventions. And that's a business that is was founded by my brother. I mean, founded makes it sound like feel like important. But it started with my brother and myself. You know, we operated J Company Comics, which was one of the largest national dealerships, convention dealerships of modern books. So we would travel from con to con, and we were doing that since, I think, 94. So, I mean, we were doing this seemingly forever. And, you know, so it was me and my brother and my mom would be on the road, you know, hawking these books. We absolutely loved it. We definitely, you know, enjoyed our job. But, I mean, I think that just because it's like we are a family, this is the, you know, we try to bring the events that we would enjoy if we were on the other side of the table, on the other side of the, you know, the equation. And I mean, and I think that is what has definitely shaped our events. So, I mean, you know, getting back to it, this is a family event. We definitely encourage kids to come on out. Kids 10 and under are free, always at our events, because we figure we gotta inspire another generation of fans. Also, you know what? Parents are more likely to come on out and rediscover, you know, their fandom as well through their kids' eyes. So, you know, I think it's worked out. That's been our formula. That's been our, you know, that's been our path. I think especially by going to all these events that you talked about, these Comic-Con events, is that, you know, there's no cookie cutter approach. You know, everything, you know, could be a little bit different. You know, we believe in families. We believe, you know, that's a cornerstone. The other cornerstone, I would say, is you know, and maybe it's a little bit more old school, but, you know, the reliance on comic books and comic book creators at the forefront of our events.
Right, so it's not so much about the movies and TV shows. It really is about the comics that spawned all that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, so, I think the answer, you know, to that is yes and yes, or no and no, I don't know, is that yes and yes in that, okay, we believe that our events are centered around the architects of pop culture. So these are the men and women that create all the things that we love, so all the things that we love, we collect them, we go and see the blockbuster movies when they come out, we binge these shows on Netflix, and if it wasn't for these creators, you know, we wouldn't have all this cool stuff. You know, I mean, so it makes sense for us to bring the spotlight back. I mean, if you saw the, you know, Avengers Infinity War, why not bring out the creators who actually created Thanos, who created the Avengers Infinity War concept? You know, so that's why we have Jim Starlin, and we also brought out Ron Lim, you know, his frequent collaborator as well. You know, same thing with, like, Deadpool. We brought out the creator, Rob Liefeld, who created Deadpool, but then we also surrounded him by media guests, you know, from the Deadpool 2 movie, you know, so, you know, I think one hand definitely, you know, one hand, you know, watches the other, saying goes. You know, I don't think you have to be exclusively pop culture, and I don't think you have to be exclusively comics in this day and age, because it's the comics that came first. But if you're coming at it from a hardcore fan perspective and going to the you know, the other media events, or if you're coming from the outside, going to these blockbuster movies or collecting those Funko Pops and then realizing, wow, these are the people that started it, you know, I think both are valid, and I think that our events have something for either approach.
So it's about really reaching out to that, from that generational perspective, right? Like, if you are of our age and you grew up reading comics, you couldn't have imagined there'd be movies. Like, I could not have imagined there'd be, right?
Okay, and not imagine that it's like, okay, at one point we're going to get, you know, a few, you know, like three Marvel movies and a Star Wars, you know, movie all within 6 weeks. And, you know, and then you throw in a cool Steven Spielberg dinosaur movie too. you know, or whatever. And then if you even want to extend it, is, you know, a Disney superhero movie with the Incredibles. So there's, you know, this, we've definitely been on a roll with pop culture, but I think that it's just, it's like, you know, the hunger is there. And I mean, because the hunger is there, I mean, you know, given the box office, we should shine the light on those origins, you know, those secret origins. I mean, you know, again, if you're an old, you know, if you're an old guy like me, then, you know, it's all about the secret origins.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So let's talk a little bit about market. What is it about Las Vegas that made you feel like this is where we want to be?
Well, at the time, Las Vegas did not have a long-standing pop culture, like a mainstay, you know, a pop culture event that was, you know, here year after year. Some of the first traveling out-of-state shows that I went to were in Las Vegas, and those were fun events. But, you know, we came on out for the party and you know, barely for the con, you know, even that we were working it. But the idea, I think, was that it was a neglected city. It is a great genre town. I mean, there's amazing stores here, whether it's, you know, the Maximum Comics Chains or the Cosmic Comics or Alternate Reality. I mean, these are Eisner Award-winning stores, you know, that have built this community up. And it was a growing population. I mean, but more than just like looking at numbers and statistics, you know, I just think that, that Las Vegas was neglected because it was, hey, come on out for Sin City, and oh, hey, there's a comic show too.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, oh, by the way. You know, and so, you know, our approach was, let's start locally, let's, you know, let's lay the foundation in with the community, and from that community, build everything out.
Yeah, and how have numbers been? I mean, it seems like, I mean, this is the first day, it seems very well attended.
Absolutely. And I mean, we feel lucky, we feel blessed, you know, but we also put in a lot of hard work. I mean, so it's not just a matter of, hey, this is a turnkey business. Like, you know, you flip on the lights and, you know, people show up. Quite the opposite. You know, people told us, hey, you can never put on an event in Las Vegas. It'll never work. It'll never work. I was talking to actually Jason David Frank. He's a media guest. He was Tommy the Green Ranger. And he's like, oh yeah, I was told never to go to an event in Las Vegas. And he goes, I'm surprised. I had huge lines already. It's just Friday. And our lines have been out the lobby. We've been completely, we've exceeded expectations even this year. But our event did start out as a hotel casino show at South Point. We were there for 3 years and moved to the Las Vegas Convention Center. And every year we have posted substantial growth numbers. And so what that really means, not a lot to the fans other than we can do more the following year. We constantly reinvest our resources, not just money, but I mean, it's like our time, our efforts into building a better event for the next year and building a wider event every year. Comics will always remain the focus, but it's like if we can bring in great anime voice actors who work in video games and who work on, you know, mainstream, you know, cartoons, mainstream American cartoons like Spider-Man. You know, this talent has been, you know, has been often overlooked, but that's another segment of fandom that I think will get turned on by, you know, the other guests that we bring out. Or whether that means that we bring out more media guests that, you know, tie into comics, like we have Charlie Cox, you know, coming out with Daredevil. You know, if that means that we could bring in a few more of these bigger names, you know, that are, you know, that are, you know, to grow our event, not just, you know, just wider and be more attractive to a greater audience. That's ultimately the goal. I mean, we want to celebrate our event with the entire community.
See, what I love when I hear you talk, Jimmy, is you're not talking about growing your event to make more money. You're talking about growing your event to make more comic fans. And that's what it's really all about, right?
It is. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's a business. I mean, so we do have to, you know, we do.
You have got to cover,
you know,
costs.
We have to cover
make
costs.
A living.
Absolutely. But at the same time, if we didn't love what we were doing, there's a million other jobs that we could have in this life. And I just feel very lucky, very blessed that it's like, what do? I work with my best friend in the world, who's my brother. What do? We work in comic books. You know, who do we get to hang out with? These great creators. So again, we've been very fortunate that have the stars aligned? Absolutely. But we've done a lot of work to make those stars align, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, and 100%, the fact that you guys are looking at markets where maybe they've been underserved, or they've been underserved as far as comics go. Like,
oh,
like,
and again, and that's in that, like Las Vegas, and what we saw those potential in Hawaii as well. I mean, and they had very much of an approach like, we're from Hawaii, we don't get nice things. When we launched our event, we had Stan Lee, Rob Liefeld, George Perez. I mean, it was a murderer's row of comic book creators. You know, we followed it up with like Robert Kirkman's and Jim Lee's, and we followed that up with, you know, having, you know, William Shatner out, you know, along with, you know, a great core of comic guests, you know, like Kevin Eastman, who created the Turtles, things like that. So, again, you know, we try to pick cities that were definitely underserved, and also cities that I think also it helps that the guests want to come to as well. You know, that's always you know, that's always in our favor as well. So we've been very fortunate.
So any plans on expanding to elsewhere?
You know, not right now. At one point, we were operating 5 events a year, and I think that the market was different, you know, when we were doing that. And what we wanted to do was focus on our 2 biggest shows and grow those 2 biggest events out as good and as strong as they can be. And Las Vegas community has been, I mean, a huge, you know, has been a huge beneficiary of that. And because we've been able to put more resources in on this event, you know, we have grown the event.
Well, fair enough. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners there?
Well, you know what? When I talk about, hey, with Las Vegas, you know, we're a lot more than just, you know, like looking at spreadsheets and looking at numbers. You know, we are about the community. On Sunday, we're hosting a Where We Live panel. J.H. Williams is a fantastic artist, put together a passion project that was a benefit for survivors of the shooting last fall. And so we're having, at standing right now, we have at least, you know, in addition to J.H. Williams, we have at least a dozen more creators that worked on that anthology book. So they're doing a Sunday panel with a signing afterwards. And why that's important, because again, it's community focused. And I think with all of our events, let's try to go back to the community, let's grow our events, let's do that internally and, you know, from square one, and do it the right way. And, you know, judging by our Friday attendance, our first, you know, which should be our shortest day here in Las Vegas, I think that we're on the right track and something that we want to continue forward with.
That's awesome. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time, Jimmy.
And I appreciate you coming out to Vegas and covering the event. So thank you so much.
You bet. Great to have you on.
Fantastic. And, you know, we'll hopefully we'll be talking soon.
Yep. Take care.